I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Not so long ago, closed countries, especially in the Soviet Union, were opening to Christianity for the very first time.
Now we're facing this massive crisis of refugees brought on by the turmoil in the Middle East. I think it's one of the greatest humanitarian challenges perhaps ever in history, but it's also an opportunity for the church to rise to the challenge.
David Shibley of Global Advance says they're expanding their help to pastors. So would you keep them in your prayers?
So many of these pastors whom we are training for evangelism and discipleship are also facing upfront and personal the social challenges of their time. Particularly the upheaval of families and the displacement of believers by the tens of thousands and now by the millions.
And there's an opportunity in China, too. The one-child policy change is making people review what their family values are. China Partners' Eric Berklin.
What we have felt all along is the family in China is very different in the Chinese culture. Marriages are still being challenged, and we have heard from many friends over there that actually divorce is on the rise, and this is a challenge to the local church.
China Partner recently held a training conference to shed some light on how a Christian family should act in the eyes of Jesus.
And we want to continue to drive home the importance as pastors and as Christian leaders of how we can be salt and light in the Chinese community in the area of marriage and family.
Pray for Christ-like values to emerge in Chinese homes. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. So get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.